Talked about this. A lot of names have been put out here in the last few minutes. You've heard the story. So now I'm going to go back, and you have a sheet in front of you on traits of successful entrepreneurs. And the researchers that write these kind of books and that research a lot of people, they come up with indicators. So here's traits of successful entrepreneurs, that type of a personality, and there's a sheet for that's for you to take and keep. One is that they tend to have a stronger internal focus of control. They're able to stay focused on what they're doing and control all the stuff that's around all of us in our lives. And there we go. They're talented in many, many ways. And one is innovation and creativity. Certainly all the names that have been put out here, you think of their products and what they've done. They just had to be completely just boiling over with talent to accomplish what they did, and creativity. Typically, successful entrepreneurs are very careful and plan their next move. Some people think they're reckless and risk takers and unwieldy in the way they run their business. It couldn't be further from the truth. When they analyze and research these people and look at their who they are and how they make decisions, they're very careful and make decisions very carefully. They come from all kinds of humble backgrounds, and certainly Charlene and I are two that came from those kind of humble backgrounds. And we made a lot of careful decisions with some fear laced all over them of what might happen if we weren't careful in how we did it. So that's very typical of entrepreneurial people. And then there comes a point where they're not afraid to move and do something. That many great ideas just sit for years and never come to life because someone just isn't willing to take that next step and get going. And so the successful entrepreneurs come to a point and then they get going. Okay, very good at what they do, whatever that happens to be. We went over traits of the entrepreneur, the manager, the technician. They have to be good at some things to pull it off and make it work. Tenacious, once they get started, they tend to will their business into existence. They do have high level of energy and confidence that they're on the right track, they're going to stick with it. Obviously, Walt Disney must have if he went bankrupt or all those times and just stayed with it and never gave up. Future-oriented, and they think not just today, but what's their decisions today, what kind of an impact is that going to have going forward? And they plan with the future in mind. You have to be optimistic. There's so many everything's against you. If you're not optimistic, you won't overcome. Every startup business has lots of negative swirling around it. I tell this story, and I won't say who the person's name is because somebody would know them. When we were a young couple, we first moved here, and we were living in a neighborhood. We had a neighbor who was 15 years older than us or something, and I was selling Farah apparel at the time, and everybody bought their samples from me cheap, so they all liked me being in the apparel business. And the word started getting out that we were going to start a jewelry store. And one night, cold October night, I remember him come. I was alone at home. It was late. He knocked on the door as a concerned friend and neighbor. He said, "I just have to talk to you." So he, "Come on in. Let's talk." He says, "I'm really worried for you. I've heard you're going in the jewelry business. Is that right?" I said, "Yes, that's right." "Why? Why would you do something stupid like that? You're in the apparel business now. You sell this nice pants and all this nice stuff, and everybody likes them. Why would you go into something that nobody needs?" As soon as any kind of hard financial times come, they're not going to buy jewelry. He says, "I don't think you should do it." And I said, "Wow, sorry, I've signed a lease. The store's half built. We should be open soon. There's no turning back now." And And I remember he laughing, oh, what did we do? What? He's probably right. This thing isn't going to work. Why would we do this? We're risking everything for this deal. So anyway, it doesn't matter. My parents were sick with worry that this was going to go backwards. And we'd end up losing our house and all of that. Worried. And, a startup business has stuff like that happening from different places. It's coming from different ways. Like the Rice Krispie Treat story, this guy and his wife had to do a lot of talking, and he had to start out there on their stove to get her to eventually buy in with him that this thing was going to work. And she was constantly telling him he needs to get out and get a job. This is crazy, thinking we're going to make a living cooking these Rice Krispie Treats on the kitchen stove, you and the kids going out selling them. So he wouldn't be denied. He says, oh, it's going to work. He just kept going. And when he was telling his story, they were doing this, both of them. She was saying yes to this and no to that. It was fun. They did a great job telling their story of how they did it. So you have to be optimistic. You have to have the plan. You have to be focused. And then not let things stop you. You just can't. You have to, that statement to, you have to will it into existence happens. And you have to be interested in feedback. Again, you notice all these words that we put up here come out in all of these statements that we're making here. Teachable, looking for ways, learning from other people, not having the attitude that I know it all and I can learn it from anybody else. Nothing will hurt a person quicker than that kind of approach. So desires feedback, flexible, adaptable. Look at all the things that need to be done to pull this off and make it a success. Be committed. Once you're committed, you're committed. You just work and make it work once you've committed to it. Okay, so now, do you have any questions about what we've just gone over here with habits and traits? Hopefully the process has been good for each one of you. You've had thoughts going through your mind when these words come up. You've evaluated yourself, you said, I can do that, and you've probably had some other things thinking, I don't know about that, I don't know if I could ever do that. Well, that might be the area you have to work on to get yourself in line so that you have yourself prepared in all areas to have the best shot at a successful launch and venture or expansion of your business or improvement of your business or whatever it is you're here seeking today. So. Now we're going to go into a model that fits for the new startup business. You can analyze your existing business with this model. This is an idea evaluation.